Good morning. Still plenty of clouds left over from yesterday's rain, but the showers have departed off the eastern seaboard along with a cold front. It looks like we will have to wait a while before the clouds really break up, but there could be some bright spots by mid to late morning, and then increasing sunshine later this afternoon. Still, with a northerly component to the wind, temperatures will struggle, with the northern parts of New York and New England staying in the lower 60s, while areas along I-90 will average in the mid 60s. It'll be milder in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, with these locations reaching into the upper 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs. Skies will continue to clear out tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s, and this will mean a sunny start for the day on Thursday. Gradually, though, clouds will be on the increase as the next front will approach from the west. It'll be breezy and warm ahead of this front, with highs in the middle and upper 70s. As the front tracks our way Thursday afternoon and evening, we could see a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm as it passes by. This will leave us with high pressure and dry weather on Friday, with mostly sunny skies. It'll be pleasant, with highs back to the mid-60s. Right now, it looks like dry weather for the upcoming weekend and a warming trend as a ridge of high pressure builds into the mid levels of the atmosphere. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds and a southwest breeze pushing us back to 70. A mix of sun and clouds in the middle and upper 70s on Sunday and Monday. And high temperatures will be near 80 as that ridge continues to build on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the surface circulation associated with Rosa has dissipated, the risk of heavy rain and potential for flash flooding across the southwest, southern Great Basin, and into the central Rockies will continue. Meanwhile, an amplifying upper-level pattern from the Pacific Northwest into the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley will propel a strong cold front eastward today across the northern plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley and into the central and southern plains. This strong front will then sweep through the Great Lakes and into our area tomorrow. Big temperature changes are expected with the passage of this front, as much above average temperatures today over the northern and central plains into the upper Mississippi Valley will be replaced by much below average temperatures in the same areas tomorrow in the wake of the front. And in the Pacific Ocean, two tropical systems are on the map. Typhoon Kongrei is located about 350 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan, with 120 mph sustained winds. And Hurricane Welaka has 130 mph sustained winds in the central Pacific Ocean and just passed to the west of Johnston Island, which is about 800 miles southwest of Hawaii. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light rain and fog in 46 degrees with a west wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 4 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 62 degrees, the dew point 57, 84% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 gusting to 18 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy near 70, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 59, that's 4 degrees above normal. 1.13 inches of precipitation yesterday, 1.14 inches now for the month, which is 0.9 inches above normal. And 33.02 inches for the year, which is 3.33 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 44. The record high 83 set in 1967 and in 1922, and the record low 29 in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:33 p.m. 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, then increasing sunshine later today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, then increasing sunshine later today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, breezy and warm with a shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny and pleasant Friday back to the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder, back to 70 on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday in the middle and upper 70s. And mostly sunny on Tuesday, upper 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.